Hello, folks. This is the Knick Knack Podcast. I'm Knick Knack. I'm a queer and trans autist with a variety of deep interests. This podcast is kind of audio blog where I share my views in pursuit of greater engagement and emotional relief. I discovered a kind of forgotten love for my fellow humans in the last Knick Knack episode. But humans and heuristics and the search for a safe expression of love is the most complex thing. This is why this will be Season 15, Episode 37, called It's Just a Fantasy. Caution, real conversation ahead. Grab a beverage, let's get started. I recently turned 37, 37.75 roughly if you count from conception. I tend to think of life and time in that way. So that's roughly 37.75 trips around the sun on spaceship Earth. That's 940 million kilometers times roughly 37.75. It's a little planet that could, all over again, as House said. I've lived, at this point, over 13,514 days outside the womb. That's over 13,514 sunsets and sunrises. I've seen more sunrises, I think. I've traveled astronomical distances while only seeing some 42 US states and a bit of Canada, England, Norway, Australia, and Mexico. Mexico by accident at 3 a.m. Bad idea. Different story for a different day. What I'm trying to say is I've hardly traveled the surface of the planet, but I've come a long way in many respects. I hopefully have a long way to go, although the odds seem steep. Something like 13,434 days, if I should be so lucky. How the rest of my life goes can be influenced by some choices on my part. Choices that may temporarily round out some edges. When it really comes down to it, it's really not down to me. It's mostly luck in whatever direction the external world goes. Like any creature, in a suitable environment, I thrive in my natural abilities. Work needs to be done on the part of the big world to foster a suitable environment. I don't know what time means, or if it has meaning. I don't know what being a human that happens to be a knickknack means in the universe. Or if it has meaning. My name is Knick Knack because I am simply a random neurochemical and electrical reaction inside a body. The offers of science and logic stop there. So we are back to heuristics. Not my strong suit by any measure. Perhaps challenging my limits in parallel to challenging the limits of the big world is meaningful, provided I can learn to minimize burnout cycles. That's a possibility. But the harder I push, the more burnouts occur. I worry about my philosophy because it burns me out so often. And the older I get, the worse the burnouts get internally, complete with skill loss and all the other funness of autistic burnout. But I can't currently deduce another way. I keep mining communal wisdom for more on the subject, as medicine and science have really been showing their limits lately. And so, my day-to-day world is just a fantasy. Fantasy is all I can regularly take on, as most times fantasy is better than reality. When it comes to love of species, or a person, that's really hard for anyone, never mind a knickknack. I'm starving and striving to love in the right way. I'm starving and striving to be loved in the right way. In trying to navigate a path to the summit of Mount Love, I keep slipping and falling because I can see the dream at the summit and I want the dream. I have no idea how to climb this foothill, never mind the mountain peak itself. I can get so lost in the fantasy that I lose sight of everything that contradicts it. I'm trying to round out my edges here as much as I can, but it's a bummer to reawake to my need for connection every now and again, only to end up shrugging off the need because it's so damn hard, and I keep falling. I love the idea of finding a like mind that strengthens mine as I strengthen theirs. Of working with this mind. Of living with this mind. Of hopefully giving more to this other mind than I can dream up. That fantasy is sexy in the best way. Two mental artists in an artist studio hidden in the plain sight of a big city. And whenever they care to, these two mental artists escape to the edges of human life. Perhaps Iceland or the remote woods of northern Scandinavia or North America. Possibly the South Island of New Zealand. Somewhere on the borderline of the edge and where we walk alone. Together. That's such a powerful image that sits at the summit of Mount Love. Universe, help me. It's just a fantasy. It's not the real thing. Reality tends to be harsh on the fantastical. Every individual person in a connection is an individual with needs and moods. When you meet a person on the internet, you only see what they project. That's true in real life as well, but to a lesser extent, I think. I'm not sure. Humans confuse me. Regardless, I know myself well enough to know that me playing pin the tail on the need day in and day out while trying to stay connected and loving another is so hard. Nonviolent communication and finding the needs is a good starting point, even though that's massively draining for me. Still, the mistakes repeat, and the fantasy that spews from my keyboard just seems better than reality. So I guess I really do live with eyes closed, because it's so hard. But I'm not the only fantastical thinker. There are so many that know the power of love and want better. Can I, as a knickknack, do better? Can the big world do better? On this, I am an eternal realist. It's cynical to get so involved in your fantasy world that you'd be used to see the obstacles to a better world. It doesn't magically get better in reality. It takes work. This is my work. Hear it. Value it. Take me or leave me. If you leave me, be kind. That kind of kindness and love is heartbreaking, but it's so appreciated. To the person that recently told me, in the best way, that they couldn't spend more time with me, it stung, but it was appreciated. I hope they hear this. I hope all who have the capacity to empathize and listen hear this. It's a long, lonely road. I don't know where it leads. For now, I'll keep walking alone. Good luck to you all. I love you. Knickknack.
Are the schools shitting out fools who believe what they read and believe what they see? Don't believe them and don't believe me. I'm a tool. I'm your changes. In your food. Believe what you read and believe what you see on the TV. Don't believe them and don't believe me. Thank you.
you'd like to support my work, please head to knickknackpod.net. That's knickknackpod.net. Reviews in the podcast apps help as well. The opening music is Raindrop Rhapsody by Josh Oakenberry. The bridge to the outro is the wonderful Fool's Guide by Anthony Rotuno. You can find Anthony at anthonyrotuno.com. And the closing music is, of course, Catch Me If You Can by Attica Attica. You can find Attica Attica at atticaattica.bandcamp.com. I thank all these wonderful musicians for allowing their creations to be used in this production. I share and know the value of the Creative Commons approach to intellectual creations, which is why the Knick Knack Podcast and FS Redlong series is copyright 2006 through 2021 by Knick Knack Marsh and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial 4.0 International License. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. May you find the safety and support you need to empower you and meet your needs. Bye. So catch me if you can. I'm running hard without a compass or a plan. So catch me if you can. I'm on the plots, my hat pulled down with a bottle in my bag. I'm on the boat against the rail with the wind against my back.